Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazeen astafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Isra has mentioned وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَى وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining to the people of Iman what is the Quran, what is the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what we have revealed to you from the Quran is a healing. Shifa means a cure. So the Quran in itself is a healing, a shifa. And not only is it shifa, wa rahmah, the Quran is also a source of rahmat for the people of Iman exclusively. Wa rahmatul lil mu'mineen. Wala yazeedu al-zalimeena illa khasara. And as for the wrongdoers, for them they will only increase in their loss. And so a very important verse of the Quran, that the Quran itself is shifa. Not only shifa, but also rahmat. And shifa, not just shifa in a sense that it is going to give you physical shifa, but shifa in its entirety. Whatever difficulty you are going through in life, the Quran has got the potent to remove any kind of difficulty and give you complete shifa. And remember, this Quran was revealed to who? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so this is also very important for us to understand, brothers. We understand the nature of the Quran. Allah is describing it that it is shifa and rahmat. But this Quran was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And who is Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The Nabi of Allah. And how is he? Just to quote in front of you an incident that occurred with the son of Hazrat Abbas, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas. He is the narrator. And he says that I went to visit a man who was not well. And he was struck by paralysis. The hands had become paralyzed, and also some section, lower section, had also become paralyzed. The feet also were paralyzed. So he could not move his hands and he could not move his feet. He was paralyzed. So when Abdullah ibn Abbas, a Sahabi, came to visit him, he was so happy. And so Abdullah ibn Abbas said to him something that is quite amazing. He said, I want you to think about that personality which is the most beloved to you. Listen to what he said. What did he say? I want you to think about that personality who is most beloved to you. So immediately he said, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The most beloved to me is who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, think about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His entire life is seerah. And so he closed his eyes and he was thinking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is said, after thinking about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this man felt energy given to him in his body and his hands started to move and the feet started to move. This was actually the mu'jiza and the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now for many people in this world who are infected by, you know, this very liberal mind and always question everything, always question everything. Let us explain this so that we understand thoroughly before we sort of get into the topic that I want to touch on also, but this is as an introduction so we understand. And he is thinking about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he has been given cure, shifa. So let's break this so that it's easy for us to understand. Ultimately, who gives shifa? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even in your conventional pharmaceutical medications, the ingredients that is compounded inside a tablet, your antibiotics or your painkillers or whatever it is Allah who has put shifa and we have measured the right ingredients and we have made it into a tablet. So that we know and we've experimented this, that in this, these are the effects. In this, this is the effect. So shifa is given to you by who? Allah. Even in your painkillers, the tablets, your antibiotics, your any medication that you are taking, without the permission of Allah, shifa is not given. Everything comes from Allah. And because a human being is going to live in this dunya, and one function of a human being is that he will also fall ill. And so Allah has kept his shifa in the creation that he has created around him. That is why in your fruits, in your meat, in the fish, in everything what you eat, you have your right levels of vitamins. Before, when people were ill, they would go to the Hakim. They would go to the Hakim. The Hakim were experts. You know, they would just touch your pulse on your wrist and tell you exactly what is your problem. And the Muslims were pioneers of this science, medication, herbalists. They had done their research, they knew every plant, flower, fruit, mashallah, what Allah has kept inside it. And immediately shifa was given. It's only now in the modern world, you know, it's all about money, packaging, easy, and that's how it's done. And but in this kind of medication, there's a lot of side effects. a lot of side effects. I won't go into the controversy of the vaccines that we have taken. So Allah protect us. What else can we say? Wallahu a'lam, Allah knows best. Jina marna to Allah ke hath mein hi hai. Le liya hai bhai, le liya. And so, shifa Allah has kept even in an apple. Shifa Allah has kept in honey. Shifa Allah has kept in everything. So Allah is saying, with all the properties of cure in the different creations of Allah, the Quran is also shifa. The Quran is also shifa. And my Nabi is also shifa. My Nabi is also shifa. Like how you put a tablet on your tongue, and some tablets you don't have to even swallow. Just leave it under your tongue, on top of your tongue, and allow it to dissolve, and it has the effects. And sometimes little tablets, and you know the small tablets are very powerful. The small tablets are very powerful. Subhanallah. And so this body is ajeeb, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept shifa around it also. But it's up to us to find shifa. And so understand, when the Quran is shifa, a cure and rahmat, the Quran that was revealed upon the heart of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And everything about the Quran and its noor is in Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And without a doubt, everything about our Nabi also is something that will give you shifa. That is why our akabirin, some of the buzruganideen, please don't take me wrong, their entire life, the only remedy for their illness was Durood Sharif. Any kind of illness, Allahumma salli alas, Allahumma salli alas, Allahumma salli. Ajeeb. They lost something, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina. Everything was about Durood Sharif. The entire life, they did not want to, and don't get me wrong, no, we all need to go to doctors, we all need to go, you know, our level of iman has to be very, very strong also, that level of taqwa. But our pious predecessors took this so seriously, that the entire shifa was taken only by the name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many salawat you will find. There are certain durood sharif that have been used to cure cancer. That have been used to cure cancer. Durood-e tunajjina. Durood-e tunajjina. You're traveling, and you know when your plane is going through turbulence. What is it? Turbulence. And read Durood-e Tunajjina and you will see. MashaAllah. So all of these durood, so what I'm saying, Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah chose him as a Nabi, and the quality of this Nabi is everything about him is also a shifa, a cure. And not only is he a shifa and cure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly describes him as rahmatul lil alameen. That he is also a rahmat for all of humanity. That is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the only man who had this high chair against the wall of Kaaba, like a minbar, and he would sit on it, and no one from the Arabs would dare to sit on that seat, because that seat was reserved only for their leader. Abdul Muttalib was a big man, you know, a highly respected individual, the grandfather of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was young, Abdul Muttalib with love and affection would ask Huzur alayhi salam to sit. And so when you look at historic poetry of the Arabs, you will find that when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even before Nabuwat was given, the uncles, the grandfather, when it was extremely hot and they required rain to come down, they would ask Huzur alayhi salam to be there, and they would look at the skies and they would say, Ya Allah, by the beautiful face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we are asking you, open the clouds for us for it to rain. And it would rain. And this is a known fact. If you read the seerah kitabs, you will find this. Subhanallah. And so it's amazing. Imagine how much shifa and cure Allah has given access to the Muslim community. Ajib. It is also said, and I had mentioned this, that there was one lady, she was very open and she would mix with men and talk with men, and she had no haya, no shame, and very outgoing personality in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sadly, in the world today, even women think that if we become toys and something for the men to entertain them, that is our freedom and that is our honor, and this is what we call, you know, liberty and freedom given to us. Ajib. And it is only Islam, alhamdulillah, that gives honor to women. So anyway, this lady saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he has said to the people that I am the Nabi of Allah. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was at that time eating thareed. What was he doing? Eating thareed. It's a Arabic delicacy, you know, where you break the rotis and then you just, or naan or bun, whatever it is, and curry is poured on top. That's how you eat it. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a very humble man. He didn't have a dining table, a lavish couch, chair or table, and you know, that pomp that surrounds usually the kings and people eating in a way to show your power, authority. He didn't do that. He was very humble. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sometimes have his one leg folded and the other leg raised. And he would eat that way. So she looked at him and she said, is he the man who claims to be the messenger? But Ajib, he eats like a slave. What did she say? He eats like a slave. And not only does he eat like a slave, he sits like a slave also. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at her and said, of course. There is no slave like me. I am the best of the slaves to Allah. I am the best of the slaves to Allah. Bhai, meri tarah kaun hai? There's no one like me. How I worship my Allah, nobody worships. And of course I am the slave of my Allah. And because she was very open and she would talk loudly, so she said, then how is it that you eat alone? You don't share your platter. So Huzur alayhi salatu was salam gave the sareed to her also. Eat. Kabhi kabhi baz aurte naaz nakhre wali hoti hai na bhai. Naaz nakhre wali hoti. And she said that, no, I won't eat. I want you to feed me. I want you to feed me. So Huzur alayhi salatu was salam took some sareed and gave it to her. That, here, take it. Remember, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always anxious for people to change their ways. And remember, in case if anybody thinks the rules of parda do not apply to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, although he practiced that all his life, he has never touched a woman like that, never. Because anbiya are masoom. So he says, here, take it. And she says, no, even that I'm not prepared to eat. I want you to put one lukma in your mouth. And then take it out from your mouth and put it in my mouth, give it to me. Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam. Remember what I'm saying. Shifa all the way. So he put the lukma in his mouth and then he took it out and gave it to this woman. It is said, until death, this woman became the most bahaya, a woman that was full of haya and shame. She completely changed. Completely changed. She never ever spoke to any ghair mahram after that. This was the power of one lukma that touched the saliva, the tongue, the inner mouth of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then it was placed in her mouth and she digested that. Everything about her had changed. Before she was different, after this one lukma, she was very, very different. Subhanallah. That is why our Nabi, in his saliva, there is shifa. Subhanallah. In his touch, there is shifa. In his du'as, the supplications that he has mentioned, uttered, there is also shifa. Ajib shifa. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this ummah so much shifa, so much shifa, that you can go here and you can go here and you can go to this person, mashallah, shifa is in this, shifa is in this. Why should we be going to the wrong people? Why should we be going to the wrong people? So a person needs to be very, very careful, especially nowadays in the world that we are living in. Remember, desperation should not force you to do things that are contrary to your deen. That is not part of your deen. Most of the people that we go for ilaj today, and people who claim that, you know, we have got shifa and we can do this for you and we can do this for you. Remember, magic and magicians, magic and magicians, run away from them. Run away from them. Because that's a complete, you know, different world. That allows the jinns and the shayateen to function. So that is why in the hadith last session we had mentioned that there is la'nat. There is what? La'nat. For the people who go to magicians, and also for that magician to then prescribe for this person anything. There is la'nat in everything. And so what are the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? What should we be doing? Nabiye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned in one hadith, a person who goes to a kahin, a soothsayer, magician, and fasaddaqahu, and he believes in what that person is saying to him. What that person is telling him. فَصَدَّقَهُ فَقَدْ كَفَرَ عَلَى مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Then he has done kufr upon that what has been revealed to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to be so careful that who we are going to. Our community, I really don't understand, you know, the Indo-Pak community. Anything that happens, sometimes a person becomes a bit quiet, wants to, you know, be in his room and things like that. Moli sahab jinnat lagi kyu chhe. What do they say? They forcefully want me to become an amil. What do they want me to become? Amil. Moli sahab, no, your punk. What is it? My punk. Well, you know, in Pakistan, there's this man who is a punk man. What is it? I think his name is Khalid or something like that. And all he does is a tasbih. Have you heard of him? Some people might know him. Huh? In Kashmir. You know, it's incredible. He's got murids in the UK. And they have a table of five. They all sit around and a huge TV screen. And once in a week from Kashmir, it is aired. And all the murids are there ready. And in the TV, he's doing... And all of them, they feel, I got something. Yaar, aisi zabardast phook. MashaAllah. And people are so naive and foolish. And they believe all this. Can you imagine that? And when you look at the peer, no offense. But when you look at his face, it looks like he applies makeup to make his face white. Yeah. And his lips are like, you know when you eat dharam and your lips go on pomegranate, you know, red. You know. And you want to, if you know, a bit dark, and then you just might have some kind of a cream that you put on, a bit of a powder or something, you know. Now these actors, when they go, have to do it. And the color code of clothing, subhanallah. You know, sometimes I look at him, I say, wow, you know, maybe I should dress up like that, you know. I should dress up like that. Lekin yahan ki silai bhi bahut mehengi, subai bhi nahi kar sakte aise to. So you know. And all of these are basically there. If you ask them to read Dua-e Kunut, or if you ask them to read Janaza Dua, you'll be lucky if they know that Dua. So be very, very careful to whom we are going. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, man ata arrafan. A person who comes to an arraf, you know, fortune teller who is predicting what will happen to you in the future. Lam tuqbal lahu salatu arba'ina yawm. Then 40 days of his namaz is not accepted. That you are depending and believing that man who has no knowledge of the unseen, and you think that what he is telling you is right. And so nowadays, you know, to say I am a magician, that will only work in the entertainment industry. But in order to have power over the community, you have to give yourself different labels. A lot of the times, these magicians are also named as amils. What are they? Amils. See, one is alim. One is alim. That is good. Alim to bichara alim hota hai. But this is amil. Amil means amal karne wala. Amaliyat. And people think that these amils are very pious people. Very pious people. They get scared of them. Very pious people. I've said this also, you know, many a times, and you know, I remember once going to Haji Ali Dargah in Bombay, and as I was, you know, just to see, you know, nothing wrong, mashallah, just to go and have a look, not doing any shirk, by the way. It's nice to see different things. You get a lot of knowledge to see a lot of things, and one should go. There's nothing wrong. So you go there, and you know, you had a look. As I was coming out, this guy saw me. Ye to achha murga hai. This guy looks like he's got a British passport. And they sniff you out from the crowd. So he goes, ah, paisa do. Paisa do. What for? I said, what for? And he's sitting on this, you know, high table with a palata and a beard and this and that. And he's telling me, if you don't give me money, my baddua will sort you out. My baddua will? I said, let your baddua sort me out. I walked out. This kind of johala who scare the people and make a mockery out of people. Subhanallah. So you have to be very, very careful. Most of the amils you go to, they work with jinns. They work with jinns. And 99%, you know, if you take anyone who seems to be a bit ill and you go to them, and then what they will say, oh, someone's done something on you. Someone is not doing anybody to the Western culture. Someone is just doing everything to the people of Iman. Are bhai, not everything is about being spooked and jinns and jadu and, you know, they've got also, you know, for them the most important business is to move you away from your worship, right? But not all the time. A lot of the times a person is required to take medical assistance. Go to a doctor. And if you feel the doctors cannot diagnose, then 99% the Quran is shifa. The Quran is shifa. So be careful of those people who you go to. You will be robbed by your honor. You will be robbed financially. And Allah save us. They have a habit of hypnotizing women and then doing zina with them. What do they do? This is what they do. A lot of them. And in fact, women then become so quiet. So what they say, they'll scare the person, the husband and this. Excuse me, you know what? You better get out because she's got three jinns inside her. How many jinns? Three jinns. And this bichara is a fool. He doesn't understand the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you should not allow a woman to be in the presence of a ghair mahram. Even without necessity, it should be a female doctor that is checking the woman. As much as you can. Of course, you know, when it comes to emergency and when it comes to preserving a life, then of course you have to look at someone who's a consultant, professional. Of course, all that is there. But sometimes, you know, minor ailments and this and that, a person might want to touch you here, this, that. All this is impermissible. It is not jais for a woman unnecessarily even to go and to allow. And if she is good enough and you can wait for a female doctor, she should do so, because that is shariat. That is shariat. As much as you can. So most of these guys you will see, what they do is that they have opened up a business in which they want to do the wrong thing. So many people are caught, unfortunately. So people should be very, very careful. And this happened going all the way back, even in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam, in a city which is known as Babul Babylon. What is it? Babylon. Babylon was the center for magic. Magic and magician was a craze. It was, everyone was in magic. And the Quran says falsely, the Jewish people, astaghfirullah, you know, senseless people, they had attributed jadu to Sulaiman alayhi salam. That Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam taught us magic and he's the founder of magic. And the Quran openly speaks about this. Wama kafara Sulaiman. Sulaiman alayhi salam did not do anything of the sort. He was the Nabi of Allah. Falsely, this is what they do. And people could not differentiate between karamat and magic. So karamat and mu'jiza. Mu'jiza is something that is supernatural, that is done by, mu'jiza means something that a human being cannot do. It is directly the action of Allah. Allah causes that to happen. And if a Nabi does that, he will say, I am also a Nabi. And a non-Nabi does something That is what we call supernatural. Sometimes a person cannot do this. It is called karamat. But he will never claim to be a Nabi. And people could not differentiate between karamat, mu'jiza and magic. Because everybody was doing things that was, you know, wondrous. Something of a miraculous nature. And that was the peak of sihr. That is why you'll see even in Musa alayhi salam's time, Sulaiman alayhi salam's time, all of these things that happened. What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent two angels, Harut and Marut, from the skies to come down. And their duty was to expose the methodology of sihr, of how the magicians are doing sihr and warning people that when a person is going to ask you to do this, to do this, to do this, to do this, then this is called magic and avoid them. So the two angels that had come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent them to also test the people that were there. Who were the people who were going to follow a Nabi? Who are the people who are going to follow the true path, or will they follow the magicians? So this angel would clearly say that, look, be very careful. Allah has sent us down to test all of you. And we will teach you how the magicians do their magic, so that you understand their level of kufr. So sometimes it happens, isn't it? Sometimes a man might tell you, somebody might tell you, no, no, look, this is guna, and if you do this action, this is also guna. If you do this action, it is also guna. If you do this action, it is also guna. Sometimes you open up and sometimes you can reveal. So Allah wanted to test the people, and Harut Marut came to see how these people were, whose iman was firm, because they were into magic. And this magic, a lot of the times, what it was about to break the relationship between husband and wife also. And family members, and to break the ties. So they could not differentiate between the amils that were there at that time. That were they pious or are they not pious? So my respected brothers and the mothers that are listening, please try not to go and knock at the door of an amil. Otherwise, you will be dragged into this system. He will tell you, sorry, you've been spooked, jadu, sihr, do this, do that, I want this, I want that, I want this, and the game starts. And his shop starts. And his game starts because his own jinns are attacking you. His own jinns are attacking you. So a person has to be very careful. That is why I started off with the verses of the Quran. Why do we require any amil when Allah has given us 30 paras of the Quran? Aytul Kursi. Oh, bhai. That one Aytul Kursi. You can break the back of any shaitan and iblis that comes to you. Aytul Kursi. The kingpin verse of the Quran. Most powerful. They say if you have a sarat of shayateen and jinn in your house, start reading Surah Baqarah. Not even the whole Quran. Imagine the barakat of the whole Quran. Surah Baqarah. And it becomes impossible for the shayateen to breathe in that house in which Surah Baqarah is read. And Ayatul Kursi is in Suratul Baqarah. Ayatul Kursi is in Suratul Baqarah. Because from the treasures of the Arsh, the last ayats that were also revealed. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون. All that ayat. لله ما في الف لام من ذلك الكتاب. Just this one surah. So my respected brothers and elders, keep yourself clean, keep yourself positive minded. The more Quran that you read, Ayatul Kursi as much as you can, 3 times, Kul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, Kul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, Kul Huwa Allah in the morning, each surah 3 times, at Maghrib 3 times, and you will see, MashaAllah, it will be very, very difficult for the jinnats to come to the people of Iman. In fact, the magicians themselves will tell you that we can do magic on anyone except for the people who have very strong connection to the Quran and people who are strong with their Iman, Muslims. So we really need not to go to anyone, especially the women. Inko kaho ke bhai aap kisi ke paas na jaye, ye tumhare paise chale jayenge, tumhari izzat, tumhara iman chala jayega. Of course, look, I'm not saying that, you know, it's wrong and this profession does not exist. No, there are some people who do ruqya. And what is ruqya? These amils do ruqya, and ruqya means to pray and to blow. So if someone's possessed, then you are praying, blowing, praying, blowing, praying, blowing, praying and blowing. This is called ruqya. And so once you start praying slowly, if there's anything inside him, that will slowly come out. So this ruqya is also fine. So what is ruqya? Ruqya are special verses of the Quran and the ahadith, the words that have been uttered by Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So these are the du'as that we read. And you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you shifa. Nowadays, ruqya, books, you will find it everywhere. You yourself can be an amil. You yourself can be an amil. A sahabi was traveling. He came to a tribe. And the leader of the tribe was about to pass away. A scorpion had bitten him somewhere. And the poison entered the body. And the scorpion bite was visible. So they came to the companions and said, is anyone here who is a healer? So one sahabi said that I can do it. And he went and he prayed, and mashallah, instantly this person was healed. Some of the companions said that, you know, mashallah, we didn't know that you do ruqya. He says, no, I'm not a qualified person who does ruqya anyway. I just heard from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Surah Fatiha is Surah Shifa. All I did was prayed Surah Fatiha thinking my Nabi said it is Shifa, and Allah gave him Shifa. So mashallah, we have the Quran. We have the, you know, non-Muslim community, the Hindu community, the Sikh community, the Christians actually come to the ulama and to them that, you know what, do dham on us and do pray on us. Mere paas ek Hindu tha, wo ek zamane mein builder tha bichara, wo bar bar aakar, bas imam sahab, ab time ho gaya hai, dham karo. Kya? Time ho gaya hai, dham karo. Time hua hai, dham karo. Main is par dham karta rehta. Maine kaha, ya dham kar raha hoon, lekin jis dham par Allah hi shifa de, Allah par iman le aao. Yeah, I'm Muslim. Bichara, wo kehta hai mujhe. And mujhe yun bhi kehta hai, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Maine kaha, mashallah. Bas, just remember what you said. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Yeah, I'm Muslim. I'm Muslim. Fir Saturday ko. Kya? Saturday. Fir Monday ko kehta hu, imam, too much drinking. Kya? To maine kaha, what about the kalima? He goes, yeah, I'm Muslim. फिर थोड़े दिन के बाद आकर कहता है कि कलमा पढ़ो, दम करो हमारे ऊपर. तो कोई बात नहीं, दम भी कर लेने का क्या है, शायद इस कुरान की बरकत से उनके दिल क्या है, खुल जाए. एंड इंशाल्लाह, जस्ट टू क्विकली कंक्लूड हाउ द कुरान इज शिफा, जस्ट सम यू नो वज़ाइफ दैट इज वेरी वेरी गुड. आवर स्कॉलर्स हैव मेंशन, यू नो, इफ यू आर ट्रैवलिंग इन अ प्लेस, मे बी, यू नो, वन डे यू गो टू अफ्रीका और इन द जंगल समवेयर, एंड there's a possibility, you know, there's too much mosquitoes, scorpions, snakes, or anything like that, you know. So one wazifa is that if you are in that part of the world and if you read this ayat, Salamun ala Nuhin fil Alameen. Salamun ala Nuhin fil Alameen. That no poisonous insect, animal can harm you. Nothing that is harmful is going to affect you. Very easy. Salamun ala Nuhin fil Alameen. And ye jo wazifa hum de rahe na aapko, is par to maine itna tajruba kiya hai, maine khud ki, jiski mashallah, every time you pray, it's ajeeb. And this is a verse of Surah Yasin. So when you fear someone, when you fear someone, court case, the judge is there, the police have come, someone, you fear your wife, you fear your wife. Nahi, biwi par nahi karne ka. Main toh waise hi mazaak kar raha hu yaar. He's taking it serious. He takes it to the next level. Someone who is going to harm you. Your wife doesn't harm you. So what you do is memorize this ayat-e-kareema. وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. Blow it on his face. Pray it on him 3 times. Blow it on his direction. And you will see, subhanallah, the barakat of this ayat-e-kareema. This person will totally change. Our mashayikh, you know, subhanallah, they've mentioned this. They've used this amal so many times. Somebody has come, وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَقْشِمْ. Once I was in the park. Kya tha? In the park. Dekhe, I'm revealing my story, not like Harry. Harry ki ta, Harry hai na? Was he Harry? Harry, the guy who's written the memoirs, Harry. Not like Harry. Main apni memoirs nahi bhaiya. तो एक मर्तबा पार्क में था, वो छोटे बच्चे थे उस वक्त, तो खेलने के लिए मैं ले जाता था, मेरे तो स्लाइड में ले जाता था. एंड बाय अल्लाह दिस डॉग केम. ओ माय अल्लाह, इतना बड़ा कुत्ता तो मैंने देखा नहीं, लाइक अ लायन. ओ उसने मुझे क्या देखा कि यार ये कितना जबरदस्त मीट वाला आदमी होगा. भागते भागते वो आया, मैंने कहा आज तो खत्म. वो बच्चे तो भाग भी जाए, हम तो कैसे. दिस डॉग, ह्यूज डॉग, एंड द डॉग इज जस्ट कमिंग टू मी, रनिंग रनिंग रनिंग. मैंने कहा या अल्लाह, द पल्पिटेशंस, टुक टुक टुक. इंसान था ना, इतना तो टफ नहीं हूं भाई. एज इज कमिंग एंड अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह, यू नो द व्हाट हुजूर अली, अल्लाहुम्मा इन्ना नजअलुका फी नुहूरिहिम व नऊजु बिका मिन शुरूरिहिम, अल्लाहुम्मा इन्ना नजअलुका फी नुहूरिहिम. Yakin mane, the dog came all the way, looked at me and put the head down. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. Allahumma inna naj'aluka. This is a very powerful dua of Huzur alayhi salam. Very powerful. Dusre amaliyat hai iske to main nahi bataunga, warna aap mujhe samjhenge main taweez wala amil ban gaya. Ye nahi. Samjhe. But ajeeb, subhanallah. وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ يَيْدِهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And you will defeat any opponent. Sometimes, you know, your children cry a lot, babies cry a lot, nazar lag jati hai, kya hai? So sometimes very difficult to identify what the issue is. If it is nazar, the evil eye, or sihr, or anything, something, then our ulama have mentioned to read this ayat-e-kareema 3 times. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَيُبْتِلُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُصْلِحُ عَمَلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَيُبْتِلُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُصْلِحُ عَمَلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. The mother should blow it on the baby in the night. Samjhe? Aur 3 martaba isko pare. Subah, sham. Nazar bhi hogi to inshallah the nazar will be broken. Sometimes you want to become a hafiz, or sometimes you are going to go for exams, and you know your hifz, your memory becomes a bit weak, and you feel you forget things. So for this the ulama have mentioned that in the morning, whenever you are going for your exam or whatever, or if you are doing hifz and doing your sabak, then read Surah Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak and blow it on your chest. Blow it on your chest. Some of the madaris in Pakistan, the mashayikh, every hifz class has this wazifa. That before they start, they will read Durood Sharif, and then they will read, and they will read Surah Alam Nashra, and blow it on themselves. And this will make their memory very powerful, and they will not forget. This is a shifa. Allah saying, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَى. Subhanallah. The Quran is shifa. And does anybody know if somebody is supplying energy bills that are cheap? Koi hai? Anybody knows? energy bills high ho gaye, bhai financially we are crippled and everybody is finding it so difficult, samjhe? To ye kya ho raha hai? To hamare hazrat the, unka ye wazifa tha. And by praying this, they say that alhamdulillah, you know, the financial difficulty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes. Of course, Surah Waqia is also there. And it's a very beautiful amal for a person to read the whole of Surah Waqia, Surah Sajda and Surah Mulk. Get into the habit of reading some surahs. Surah Yasin, Surah Mulk, Surah Waqia and Surah Sajda. Because Allah's Nabi, his habit was he would not sleep until he would read Surah Sajda. And also Surah Mulk. And also Surah Waqia of the riwayat of Abdullah ibn Masud. Surah Yasin because of the hadith of Huzur alayhi salam, قُذِيَ حَاجَتُهُ, that when you read this chapter, Allah will fulfill your needs. Allah will, because it is Qalbul Quran, the heart of the Quran. Very powerful chapter. So what you do after every namaz, read one time Durood Sharif, and seven times Surah Quraysh. Seven times. لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشٍ إِلَافِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. Seven times you read Surah Quraysh, and then at the end you read Durood Sharif after every namaz, and you will see inshallah Allah will give you lots of barakat also financially. Alhamdulillah, our niyat and our intention is that everything is done only by Allah. And we are only reading what? The kalam of Allah or the du'as that have been explained to us by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Dua kalle. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. الله كريم يا الله. Everyone that is here, يا الله, make our hearts clean, يا الله. Allah, make us, يا الله, from those, يا الله, that you have said that they are the most beloved to me. يا الله, make us from those that you love, يا الله, and make us also from those, يا الله, that you are pleased with. Ya Allah, and you have given them the certificate of Rizwan, as you have mentioned about Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'in, that I am pleased with them and they are pleased with me. Allah, forgive all our sins. Amen. Allah, the sins that we know of, the sins that we don't know of, intentionally, unintentionally. Ya Allah, the sins that we committed thinking nobody is looking at us, Ya Allah. The sins that we committed openly, Ya Allah, during the day, during the night, Ya Allah, forgive all the sins, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive all our minor sins, major sins. Allah, make us from mustajabu da'wat. Allah, make us, our children, our entire progeny firm upon iman. Give us istiqamat upon iman. Allah, make us strong Muslims, Ya Allah, that we love you and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, open the doors of iman and Islam in this country, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the ni'mat of Islam spread, Ya Allah, in the whole of Europe. Amen. Ya Allah, the three promises that you have given us in the Quran, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors for the Muslim Ummah. Ya Allah, let us be strong Muslims. Allah, those that are ill, many have said, Ya Allah, that we must make dua for them. Ya Allah, you are Shafi. You are the one who gives shifa to everyone. Allah, give everyone shifa. Amen. Those that have passed away, Ya Allah, make their qubur, Ya Allah, Jannatul Firdaus, Rawzatun min Riyazil Jannah. Allah, give us health, Ya Allah, with Iman and Afiyat. Ya Allah, accept all our du'as, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make this ummah one and let us be united. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahabihi wa azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi wa ahli bayti ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahimin.